Good evening and welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Amherst Recreation Park District. Let's have a call to order.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Let the record show Director Hudson and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Please join me in our pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
I'm going to approve the agenda.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hudson and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. Consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any motion?
I'm going to adopt the consent calendar.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Hey, Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres, sorry.
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Hudson and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Okay, we have no presentations today. Moving on to our General Manager's Report. General Manager.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. The CDBG grant that we received to replace the carpet, we did get bids, finally. We did first round of bidding, and we did not receive any bids, so we rebid the project, and we did get a company that is looking forward within budget, so we're moving ahead with that project. We might be able to upgrade the carpet. We'll take a look at that and see what's available to us, but we're happy to announce that we do have a vendor, and we'll be going ahead with that project rather quickly, trying to get it completed by April. Storms brought havoc at our parks.
Yes.
We have three felled trees at Ambrose Park. One we've taken care of right away. There's a couple more that we need to get after, but you know, that happens when we get this time of year. The older trees tend to fall. And we have a leaky roof here. We've actually had that repaired once, so we're gonna have the same contractor come out and look and see if you know, something was missed. We'll attend to that and get that done right away. And of course, annually we have the flooding at the teen center. It's a structural problem that probably cost a lot of money. Right now, the remedy is just to put two pumps out there and pump the water, and it works. It gets kind of high depending on how hard it rains, but we manage it. The audit is being prepared. It's on its final legs, and it should be ready. We're hoping to get it to the board in March, if not in April. Jessica goes on maternity leave in March, so that would be her last bite at the apple if we don't get it done. But then we can certainly carry the ball on that, but we're hoping that we get that to the board in March. And Capri, our risk manager, is coming for their 18-month visit. They come every year or 2 years, I can't remember what it was. Now it's every year and a half. And they just want to come and do a site visit and make sure that we're complying or doing the best we can with all of our safeties. There's tons of forms they ask for and tons of policies. And this board over the last, oh my goodness, probably 8 years has shored up a lot of that. So we're in really good shape. Lori will be working with a representative with Capri to go over all the stuff that we have. And generally they give us a nice little plaque, you know, when we do well, and we've been doing very well with all of our compliances. So we're looking forward to getting that behind us. Between that and the audit, that's a lot of movement of papers. So anyway, we're coming to the end of those. And Lori, you have a few things.
Yes, good evening. The Nuda ribbon cutting, I mentioned that the last meeting is scheduled for March 16th at 11 a.m. We're going to be having a speaker from California Grants and Local Services. We've invited Supervisor Glover to also speak. I don't know if he is for sure. Please let me know if you would like to speak at this event, because the OGALs are requesting a program ahead of time. They kind of want to know where their representative from California will be talking. So let me know, and then we'll put it in the program. We will be completing the cement demo on that 3 to 5 year old area in the next 2 weeks, just kind of waiting for a weather break and have that all ADA compliant, and then the park is ready for that. We are in the final stages, to get the meter for Alice Park and the Ambrose Community Park. It's great because it's so green now with all the rain, so we're hoping to get the meter release and get it hooked up to our well, and then we'll be able to keep it green. That's the goal right here. We are in the process, we're kind of excited about this, of MOU with the Pony and Baseball Leagues to provide softball and baseball in the spring in our field. So that's where we need to get that field good shape. We're basically working on in a process of rehabilitating the field by filling the holes and aerating it and hopefully seeding it and getting it ready for the youth in our program. Part of it in this MOU is they will do the infield and keep it maintained, and we'll do the rest of the park. Nice. We're also doing repairs and going to work on repairs in the concession stand. In the last couple of years, that has been vandalized so much. They've broken into it. Mm-hmm. We need to work on the electrical. There's quite a few things we need to work on it. But we hope to have that ready so they can utilize it for games and tournaments. We are waiting for the rain to stop to complete Lynbrook Park basketball. We're really excited about that. I don't know if you've seen the new look of the sport overlay on the courts. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be using that in green. They're going to be striping it. And we'll be having our new basketball hoop. That's a aluminum metal basketball hoop that'll be going out there as well. So that's, as soon as we get the rain stopped, we can get out there and finish that. The dance classes begin December 13th. I had mentioned that. February 13th. Mentioned that to you, our sensory dance, funk, jazz, hip-hop, and cheer program. And our spring extravaganza will be on March 30th, very early this year. Easter's a little bit early. We'll be having it in the community, Ambrose Community Field, from 11 to 1. We're going to be having Easter egg hunt, crafts, face painting, music, and, of course, the Easter Bunny. So excited about that. It will be a smaller event. We will not be having Mount Diablo High School, Unified School District involved, because that's our spring break that week. So we are just doing a fun Easter egg hunt for our community.
What day did you say?
March 30th.
That's Holy Saturday, the day before.
Yes, Easter. The day before, yes. So excited about some of the things coming up and some of these projects are finally, we've been working on for so long, and they're going to kind of in the fruition of being completed.
Cool.
Great, thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, any questions for the general manager or Lori? And directors? Go ahead, Director Doris.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Quick question, actually a couple of questions that came up. Mm-hmm. Teen Center, I heard flooding. Everything good?
Yeah, so every year there's a grade out there, mm-hmm. and there it makes a turn. It must be a really tight turn. Mm-hmm. We can get the debris out of it, but it just doesn't drain fast enough, so it elevates really quick. So what we call it the teen center is because it starts creeping towards that door that goes to the hallway next to the teen center.
So no damage happened?
It's in the parking lot.
It will if we don't get to it quick enough. It'll creep in there, but we've been pretty good about holding it. But it's eventually something that it's going to have to be a capital improvement project that'll have to be taken care of. Just hasn't been the highest priority because it's just episodic, you know, when the rain is, and we just deal with it, and you know, it's been working out.
That's great that it hasn't gotten. Thank you. And risk manager, I heard Capri's coming on what date or when?
Thursday the 15th.
So they're coming
February 15th.
Next week. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's awesome. And how long is usually their like process?
It's a full day.
It's a whole day. They're
They've gotten most of our paperwork that they're reviewing at this point. So then we'll just do the site visits and go over anything that has any concerns.
That's awesome. I was like, okay, I need to ask about this. Pony League, that's so exciting. Mm-hmm. What league is it? Is it called the Pony League?
Yes, the Pony League. That used to be here years ago. It's the same group.
Really?
Yes, and they're very excited about it. They want to bring...
awesome.
Is it the Giants or something?
No, the Junior Giants is another program.
Oh, Pony League would be more like close to high school, right? Or high
yes.
School.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
League play, practices, league play, and tournaments.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. So they're called the Pony League. And one last question I had. Oh, the meters. I heard Owls Lane and what was the other?
Well, it's Owls Lane and the community park there. Those two wells there.
Yeah.
Basically, get water for both those locations. The community, the whole field out there, and the Owls Park.
And so we have meters now to kind of track.
So what happened is that during COVID, all the wires were pulled in the tower there. So going through PG&E, it was a process to get the same tower. So we didn't have to dig out and change everything. We got in the same tower. Once PG&E releases the meter, they put that big meter in.
I see.
After we have had everything completed and inspected, which the inspection was completed a week and a half ago, they'll put the meter in a week, and then we can take that electrical and set it up to the well, so it'll work.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate a lot of great updates. Thank
great.
You.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Okay. Question. Are you speaking at that event?
I wasn't planning on it, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to let the electeds take that that honor.
Well, I would hope the chair would be there, but if she's not speaking, I'd be happy to speak.
Okay. Thank you.
And everything else looks great. Looking forward to all the events that are happening. Will the basketball have an announcement of its opening or?
Well, right now we're just waiting for the a break for it to get put up. So I don't have an exact date. It's like I said, it's weather permitting because they need like a week for it to stay dry after they lay that surface down.
Be announcing it through our website and letting people know with pictures that this is new.
We'll make a big deal about it, but maybe not like
that. This is going to have a huge impact on that park. It's going to be something that's going to be very, very attractive, and I think
awesome.
People will really enjoy that.
That's awesome. And the spring extravaganza, is it already on the Facebook?
It is not. We're just in the process of working, and we're trying to get enough volunteers to be able to do some of these crafts, so I don't know. It is that spring break for Mount Devil High School.
Yes.
It's spring break for the academy kids. We're going to do it, but we're trying to get a number of exactly how many kids we have to see how large we can make it.
I see. Okay. I'm so glad to hear, too, that we have been getting good compliance reports from Guthrie. I didn't even know that we had it there. So hoping to have another plaque there. I'm sure we will. And thank you for all your great work. Moving on to legal counsel. We don't have any. And going to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do we have any public communication? None. Okay. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda, should I still say this? Okay. Since there are no board matters, we don't have to go through that. We have no public hearing, we have no closed sessions. Now I'm just gonna open it to my co-board members to speak about their reports, comments, and anything they want on the next agenda. Director Torres?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have any updates or comments to give at this moment. I just really appreciate the updates. It sounded like a lot happened, especially with the rains and stuff, and all of that's been on my mind, definitely, the damage that it might have caused to our district, so I appreciate the details. Thank you.
Director Garcia?
No.
Yeah, I'm really happy that even with the rain, we have the rainbow of all of these things happening in the spring. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to the spring, looking forward to all the events that are happening. And with that, I'd like to ask for a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn this meeting.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.